Out and about in Western agriculture, there are a few options for managing vine mealybug populations using both pesticides and natural defenses. A vine mealybug population can be difficult to treat because they can be all over the plant. Cooperative Extension Specialist Kent Denae says there are a few options available and timing is key for those products.
Yeah, it all depends on the product you're using. I mentioned that we need to have leaves for some of the products. That's with one of the best materials is Movento, and it needs to be sprayed on the leaves because it gets converted to an enol, and it's that conversion, that metabolite, which is what kills the mealybug. Other products are direct contact products, and so you need to have the mealybug more exposed because that product has to get to the mealybug. So their application timing might be best when the mealybug is out on the leaves, whereas the systemic might work better putting it on so it goes through the vine, getting to the mealybugs as they're moving onto the leaves.
Denae added that growers can purchase natural defenses for IPM systems and organic growers, and one in particular shows decent results.
Yeah, so over the years we looked at many different biological controls. There's a parasitoid that we brought in from Spain. It doesn't have a common name, so its scientific name is Anagyrus pseudococci. You just know it's one of the better mealybug parasitoids, and it's here in California, it's spreading around. You probably have it in your vineyard if you've got the vine mealybug. You can also purchase it from insectaries. You can purchase other natural enemies, such as the mealybug destroyer, which is a nice little beetle. It works very well when the mealybug densities are high. It's like a ladybird beetle. It's in the same family, the same group. But the Anagyrus pseudococci is probably the best of the natural enemies. And these are good for organic growers. They work well, but they don't give you 100% control.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.